You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. I have on return guest Todd Fine, who's the President and Chief Strategy Officer and co-owner over at Wintellect. But I'm also proud to announce that I just published Todd's new book and his new work, and we're going to get into that today. And first off, let's just start it out. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Adam.
Man, I'm excited to get into this. So we're going to get into your chapter. We're going to get into your writing. But I don't want to assume that all of our new listeners caught your first episode. So let's just start off with, give us a little bit of a background on what you're doing over at Wintellect, please.
So Wintellect is a custom software, cloud, and training provider at the kind of premium brand level. So we build custom software for customers. We're not like a staff augmentation company. We build kind of complex line of business software systems, and we help those customers migrate to the cloud, move to the cloud, implement solutions on the cloud, mostly on the Microsoft Azure platform. And then if you kind of go back in history, which is still about 25% of the company, we're one of the top trainers on development and cloud in the country, if not the world. Our owners alone have written, I think, 17 of the top software programming books out there that you'll see on the shelves. And for many years, you go into any developer's office and you see one or more Wintellect books on the shelf. So custom software development, cloud, and training on those same technologies. That's what we do.
Fantastic. I want to get right into the book. So first off, congratulations on being published. It was my honor to publish your work and to help get your words out there to the public. So thank you for that and congrats. So the title of your work, Persistence and Determination Alone. Let's start off with what was the inspiration behind your writing here?
So it was interesting when you and I first kind of got to know each other many months back. I had just come back driving from Amelia Island, which is off the coast of Georgia, and we had our company retreat. We take everybody out, we fly everybody in and go to a cabin, or in this case, we rented some condos on the beach in Amelia Island, and we have a three-day retreat. And I was driving back maybe just a week before you and I first talked, and driving back with a couple of our employees, and they were asking me, in that 4.5-5 hour drive, hey Todd, how did you get to be, an owner and CEO? They've known me for years and we talked, but they just wanted to ask about how my journey was. And we talked for hours about that. And I've been asked that question, many times over the years, just occasionally by entrepreneurs and business people who just want to know, how did you do it? And everybody does it different, but how did you get to it? Because they want to learn. And I just had this hours-long discussion. So when you and I talked and we were talking about doing the book, it immediately came to mind what the chapter would be, because whenever anybody asks me that question of how I did it, I do make sure to say that everybody is different. There's all kinds of ways to, become an owner of a company. But throughout my life, it was really just kind of outlasting and outworking everybody else, people that were often much smarter than me. There'd be a big room of 200 people, in my master's or PhD class, and that goes down to 7 people, and I'm still there. And absolutely not, Adam, because I'm the smartest person in the room by far. It's because I never give up. So it's a theme that I answer those questions with when I'm talking to people, and I had just gotten through this car journey for over 4 hours with a couple of them coming back from a retreat. So it immediately popped into my mind the topic for the chapter, and that's how it came to be.
So it's not the most for me, because we're one in the same in this. So this is really all I can tell people, and I always say it. And it's not the most popular thing, because people like whole like magic bullet thing, or this is the one thing, and if you just do this, it works out, and all these other things. And for some people that might be true, but I always tell people maybe I'm not that talented. So when I look at like even things like this podcast, for example, I'm like, you know, I'm not claiming I'm the best ever. I'm not claiming any of this stuff, but I am claiming that I can outwork, or I can try to work harder and more and put out more content and try to increase my skills as a podcaster every single day and work on my craft more than anyone else. Like, that's my claim, and that's what I try to do, and that's what I hold as my North Star, if you will. And so when I seem like this, and you're like, I'll pull a quote right here. I don't have to be a genius. I can work harder than everybody else, and still win. To sum up the rest of this chapter, one single message: that is true. I said, wait a minute. When I saw the first draft, I'm like, all right, so it is the ending of the chapter here. There's just a lot more left in the word count, but that was how you started out the chapter. I loved it. And I'm like, and I love it. And then you go, I kind of work further through your chapter to some of the other traits. Taurus, you're practical and persistent. I'm like, oh, this is my brother. I'm May 10th. I'm a Taurus. I'm like, there you go. We got a birthday coming up. That's good. But that being said, well, I want to take the concept a little bit deeper here. So looking at some of the – there's people listening right now, and they're like, all right, I've been told this, like, work hard, work hard, work hard. What does that mean? I mean, let's go a little bit further into your thought process and philosophy behind it, because it's not just work hard. There's a specific way that you propose.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, work your butt off harder than everybody else. That sounds kind of miserable, right? If you read the chapter, and I did try to kind of make it, you know, a little funny and engaging with those quotes, but those were all quotes, and I'll probably read one at one point in this, like the one that starts it off, because those are things that made an impact on me, meaning when you're growing up and all through life, there'll be these little incidents, right? It might just be a conversation you had with somebody or something you saw that just went, wow, and it kind of gets seared in your brain and makes an impression on, you know, whether you're a younger person or an adult. And everything in that book, in my chapter, are quotes that made a huge impression on me. And then I gave, I think, at least three completely real-world personal kind of experiences that I had to make it very personal. Because I don't like to explain things in academic terms. I like to explain things in ways that are personal and then connect with people. But to answer your question, certainly, you know, in life, to succeed in anything, you can't be lazy, right? You can be lucky sometimes, but for the most part, you can't be lazy. But what I'm talking about, Adam, is not working hard and everybody else. I'm really talking about, and this is just my perspective on it, outlasting everybody else, which is subtly different, but different. It's really meaning don't give up when things go wrong. You know, it's just keep on going and keep going through it, because there's a lot of people that can be smarter than you. And there's a lot of people that work hard, but they give up much sooner than you or me would give up. And I know that's a little subtle difference, but it's really important. Just if you have a goal that's important to you, don't give up. Sure, you have to work hard, but, you know, do the statistics. If you take, you know, 1,000 people, some will be fairly lazy, some will be really hard workers, but there's going to be a bell curve of people who give up easily, less easily, you know, they tough it out, and some that just last, you know, till the end. They're just never going to give up until, you know, they're dead. That's putting a little extreme spin on it, but that's what I'm trying to say. If you have a goal, keep to it, and odds are really, really good that you'll make that goal by just persistence and determination alone. Just like I said, I didn't say hard work alone, or work your butt off. I just said persistence and determination.
Give us one of those quotes. I mean, I don't know if you have the chapter in front of you. I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but if you don't, if you just tell me, I have it in front of me, I can always pull it for you and read it. But if you have it, give us one of the quotes.
I do, and it's a quote that starts off the chapter, because it's literally the first thing that pops in my mind when I'm thinking about this topic. And this is something you'll see in the book that I literally read when I was 15 years old, and I honestly, beside me on my desk in a drawer, had this kind of long, legal, yellow ruled note paper from 30 years ago, more 40 years ago, I have to admit. And this is what it says. It's something I read when I was a teenager. And again, I wrote it down. This just really made an impression on me, because I was no dummy, but I was never the smartest kid. And, you know, you're insecure and you're 15 years old. And I read this and I went, wow, okay, I can do this. And this is the quote. It's from Calvin Coolidge. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. And I read that and I'm like, okay, that I know I can do. I am mentally tough. I can outlast everybody else. I might not be the genius in the room, but I can succeed this way. And I've done that all my life.
Man, I love it. I think that's I think it's a great model. I mean, I was proud to publish this. And to the audience, we're not going to go into the whole chapter of the whole book, because why? Because I want you to go out and buy it still. So we do sell books here. Let's be upfront. So that being said, Todd, it's been again my honor, to pleasure, and privilege to publish your work. I got a lot from it. It was an inspiration to myself, and I know our readers will also get a lot and be inspired from it also, especially those that have this skill. When they see it, they're going to be like, we're a unique tribe. We're like, we can outlast. We're going to survive and we'll thrive, because we're not going to be complacent. We will still be there at the end. I love it, Todd. I love your message. That being said, before we sign off, if somebody's listening and they want more information on Wintellect or also to connect on your other work, I mean, what's the best way for them to follow up or to learn more?
Well, I'll give you two. I'll give you one from our corporate website, which is www.wintellect.com. And that's the word intellect with a W in front, so to avoid me having to spell it out. So you can go to the website and talk to people about consulting or training, or, you know, any of the links on there to contact people. And I'm happy to, you know, honestly give out my personal email. I like educating people. I like talking to people about business, which obviously you completely outcompete me on that, Adam. But my email is toddf@wintellect.com, T-O-D-D-F as in Fox, @wintellect.com. And I'm happy to, you know, share stories and, you know, network and commiserate along any of those lines.
Awesome. Well, hey, Todd, really appreciate you coming back on the show and your work and all the great things you do. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're listening to this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of things you're working on and what kind of projects you have going on. And Todd, thanks again for coming back on the show.
I appreciate it.